The News and Weather Watch is brought to you by Vacations Hawaii, your reliable and direct connection to Vegas.
I'm Priscilla Luong with a KITV Island News Update. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden are headed to Orlando today. They will meet with the survivors and families of victims in the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub. The FBI is conducting a polygraph test on the shooter's wife, who allegedly went with him to buy ammunition and tried to talk him out of harming anyone. And Governor David Ige is set to sign the CARE Act into law to help family caregivers tend to their loved ones released from the hospital. The law will require hospitals to offer the opportunity for family caregivers to receive instructions on home care. The law is set to take effect next July.
This is Lega Holokula with KITV's Weather Center with your Thursday weather forecast. Drier conditions move in as an upper-level low moves west from the state. Brisk winds stick around for the rest of the work week, and trades will weaken into the weekend as the strong high pressure lifts further north. Low clouds will provide scattered rains, mainly in windward and Mauka spots, and northeast trades may carry some of those showers over leeward parts. Today, highs will reach the mid-80s with northeasterly trades at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A high surf advisory is currently in effect for those east shores. Thursday surf forecast, 1 to 2 for north shores, 5 to 8 for the east, 3 to 5 for the west shores, and 4 to 6 feet for those south shores. Stay connected all day with Island News, weather, and traffic on KITV.com and our mobile app. With this KITV Island News Update, I'm Leika Holokula.
Keep in touch with the island and the world 7 days a week at MauiWatch.com and with the Maui Watch Radio Network.